Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. One of the unique parts of my career is that I find myself on the road driving between different opportunities that I get to serve others. As a result, I observe a lot of different driving behaviors, see people in their vehicles doing very strange things, and I read the signs around me. Well, this week, I was driving on the interstate and found myself trapped behind a car that was going well below the speed limit. Have you ever found that whenever you need to be somewhere, everyone seems to not need to be anywhere? Well, as I was feeling my blood pressure rise, I started to look at the back of the car that was in front of me. It was a cute little black Honda Fit, and the back of the car was riddled with bumper stickers. So, to calm myself, I decided to read the stickers. There were stickers that said, "Visualize World Peace." Diversity spelled out with all the religious symbols, several different national parks, rainbow stickers, a Dave Matthews Band sticker, and a sticker that said, "I used to be cool." Reading these calmed me down and made me laugh a little bit. I began imagining stories about the driver, and when they finally pulled into the right lane, I slowly sped up because I wanted to see what the driver looked like. But there was one more sticker that caught my eye as I drove past, and it was on the window behind the driver. It simply said, "Life happens for you." I then saw the driver. She had to be at least 70 years old, a skinny, white-haired, free-spirit-looking lady in a hoodie sweatshirt, and I fell in love with her as I drove past her, thinking of how cool she had to be. I mean, she had a Dave Matthews Band sticker and a Used to Be Cool sticker on her car. So I said, "Hey Siri, play this song."
Pick me up, love.
Pick me up now.
Pick me up from the bottom up to the top, love, every day.
But one thing kept coming back to me, and that is what we're going to explore. It is that sticker that said, "Life happens for us." As soon as I got a free moment, I looked up the saying and found that it is credited to Tony Robbins, the internationally famous motivator and coach. You may have heard it before, but it was new for me. He's credited with the simple saying that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. It made me think that there are several ways that this saying could become our mantra as Buffalo leaders as we see a storm approaching. Because many of us, in that final moment, right before we charge, we're filled with just a second of doubt. I'm not sure that happens to you, but it certainly happens to me on occasion. But in that moment right before, we all need to hear the optimistic message that this storm is coming for me to take on, that this storm presents me the opportunity to improve, that this is going to be my opportunity to serve others. Many times in a life as a leader, and remember that anyone who has influence over another person, i.e. all of us, is a leader. So again, many times as a leader, we find ourselves asking a simple question. Why is this happening? Right? I mean, you're plugging along, having a great day, and then kaboom! Something drops into our world that we didn't even see coming. An immediate storm. And you ask yourself, why is this happening to me? Well, now, my dear Buffaloes, we're going to simply see each of these kabooms as happening for us so that we get to serve. So here are five ways in which a mantra and a mindset of happening for us will guide us moving forward. Everything that comes your way as a leader provides us with the opportunity to serve. The first way that life happens for us is to be there for others to serve them and meet their needs in order for them to be successful. Think of it this way. Each of us have young people in our life. Each of them has their struggles and each of them needs us in a different way. But all of them need you to view life as happening for us to be there in the moment in which they need you the most. I had teachers, grandmothers, neighbors, friends, and family all there for me when I was a kid. But collectively, over the course of my life, I was actually, I think, there for them, providing them the opportunity to serve a small kid who went sideways often, who had triggers, who had energy and no motivation, who was afraid and confident all at the same time. Each of us have those people in our lives, and each of us serves others. But we don't do it to complete a checklist or comply with a set of values. We do it because we are leaders, aware of our ability to make a difference in our service for others. You know why we do it? Because life is happening for us to be there, for us to support the others and their needs. And at the end of the day, nothing is happening to us. It happens for us. And when we recognize that, we learn and grow. Growing is the second way that life happens for us. We get to be here every day. We get to charge into the storm, and as life is happening for us all around, we have to step back from each moment and grow from the experiences. Much like the first time you burned yourself and learned that, yeah, heat is actually hot, even though everyone around us told us so. It is not until we feel it for ourselves do we recognize that we have things around us and happening for us. A life of for us allows us to grow wise, grow as a leader, and grow emotionally and socially. Think for a moment of a great failure in your life, a time when you quit, a time when you didn't hit your goal, a time that you fell flat on your face and caboose at the same time. Just thinking about that moment for myself makes me fall back into all the things that happened to me that caused that. But when you think about failure in the what are the lessons learned and what are all the things that happened for me in that lesson, it's a totally different perspective. So many failures occur around us, and too many times we fail to recognize the growth opportunity and actually celebrate what it is that we did to get there. Each life experience provides for us the opportunity to live and learn, and that is what life is happening for us is all about. Every action, response, and reaction is for you and me to grow. The third way in which life happens for us is simple. It is to recognize that your life is part of a much larger whole. Many times while I'm driving, I feel kind of lonely. My brain wanders to all the people passing me like particles in the air. I wonder what they are thinking and what are they doing. And then every time I get into an airplane and look down to the earth, I recognize that I'm just a very small part of a much larger system of life, water, forests, animals, insects, and I'm just one part. It is humbling, and it is also a critical part of remembering that life happens for us to recognize that we have a much larger mission, that it is to recognize that as a leader, that us is actually them, and they are part of a collaborative and cooperative system that needs us to be there and to do our part. The next time you are with a team or group, think to yourself, life is happening for me, and I have a role here. You have gifts and talents, and that means you have contributions that make a difference. Life is happening, and you need to recognize that it is happening for you to be there to make this great world move. And that is the fourth way in which life happens for us. It happens for you to recognize that you matter, that life is happening for us to see that we can make a difference, and that we actually are the difference. Leadership is you. You are a leader and you matter. I was once in a school in a highly impoverished area of the United States. The principal started every day with the faculty in front of the entire school with all of the students. She called it the daily. Every day she stood in front of the kids and they celebrated what went right the day before. They discussed how proud they were of the students and how much they cared about them. However, at the end of every daily with the students, she said to them with great passion, "You matter." She repeated it, "You matter." And then she said, like a crazed coach before a competition, "What do we do?" And then the kids yelled, "We matter." Then she would say, "Now get out of here and matter." Those kids would run out of there like little buffaloes. And it was beautiful. That is buffalo. That is living life as happening for you. And that is just plain old awesome. The last idea here is that life happens for you to recognize that you aren't first. You're second. This sums up all the other ideas I've laid out here for us. Every day when you awake, you have to remember all the things you get to do and that life is happening for you to do them. In our house, our kids are told often that they are to put everyone else first, that humility is a critical value and a behavior, and there is no room in our world for more selfish people, and that we need more selfless people. As you can imagine, now that they're teenagers, there's a lot of eye rolls when I say that, but they know what it means. So as leaders, we need to daily put others first, to design our thinking and actions around the ideas that people need us and that we are there for them. It's a world of door openers, a world of you firsters, and a world of please, let me carry that for you. These are all metaphors for leaders, but they are also actions that reinforce the simple and completely non-complex idea that life is happening for us to put everyone we have in our minutes, hours, and days first. That little annoying Honda turned out to be proof positive for me that life happens for me. I was forced to slow down, shift my perspective, take my foot off the gas, and take in the view. I laughed at first thinking about making t-shirts for my wife and I that said, "I used to be cool." I thought how awesome it would be for us to walk around in those. And then when I passed the woman in the Honda, I was inspired and reminded that life is truly happening for us. It is for the me part that I hope you recognize how blessed we truly are each day, how much you matter, how much you make a difference, how much others need you, how much your example ripples through the world, and finally, how lucky we are each day to get to have life happening for us. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe what happens for you. List strategies you can employ to shift your mindset to a "this is happening for me" thought process. Describe how you will place yourself second. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media platform and with your classes, colleagues, or corporations. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. And lastly, thank you, Ruby. That's the nickname I gave the lady in the Honda. She's my new girlfriend. Anyways, I have no idea if that's actually her name, but I do hope one day to meet her. This episode was sparked by a bumper sticker that I saw that created greater reflection, but oddly, I want to share with you how it was solidified by a friend. Have you ever pulled up to a stoplight with your window down and the other person has the same radio station on and you both recognize that you're accidentally in sync with each other, smile at each other, and crank it up? I hope that's happened to you because it's a pretty cool thing. Well, that happened to me with the quote, "Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you." And it was in a conversation with my good friend Aaron Sadoff that he quoted it back to me. And then I began to realize to myself, I've already developed this podcast, and it was just that day. As he was speaking to me, I was grinning, and he was excitingly telling me how our friend Mark had told him that perspective. When he was done, I said, "Hey, that quote is what the podcast is about this week." He and I just grinned and recognized how in tune we are as friends and leaders. Being Buffalo in a herd is awesome. I drove home fueled by the simple truth that there is nothing new under the sun, just our opportunity to find all things that happen for us. And Aaron and that moment were my evidence that life just doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. This week, recognize how fortunate we all are to have life happening for us every moment of every day, and make certain that you happen for others.
Pick me up from the bottom, up to the top, love, every day.